thought about the times when I knew him years ago when his mom was living. And she was a precious little lady, beautiful little lady. And she was so proud of her son, Kyle. He was real young back then. He's still young now. He don't know it yet. But he's very young even today. But we are one voice. And I'd like for part of our team to be in one voice. Come up and let God use him in a special way.
All kind of news, but basically bad news. But if you look around in your communities, you'll see the Spirit of God moving boldly. I just wanted to get that out so we'll have some concept of what's really going on. And the truth of the matter is, here comes the Queen. If you will, turn with me to Esther. I said, Lord, Esther, she ain't no mama. But Esther did great things. Esther was a virtuous woman within herself. She was a woman of pride and dignity. And she believed in what she stood for. And if you think about the women in your life, they have the same concept. They believe in the things that they do. The way they care about people. The way they represent themselves. Sometimes we all have good days and bad days. But you have to look at the care of a mother. In Esther, the second chapter, verses 17 through 20 says, the king loved Esther more than all the women, and she found favor and kindness with him more than all the virgins, so that he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti's. Then the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his princes and his servants. He also made a holiday for the province and gave gifts according to the king's bounty. When the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. Esther had not yet made known her kindred or her people, even as Mordecai had commanded her. But Esther did what Mordecai told her, as she had done when she was under his care. Here comes the queen. There's something special about you when a man chooses you as a king over all the other women in the world. And this is the beautiful part about the relationship. That in spite of everything that goes on in a female's life, her dream is to one day be a great wife, have a beautiful family, and just be a good woman. These are the blessings that do come with being a great woman, being a mother. The queen, she is loyal, faithful, protectful, honest, dedicated, reliable, trustworthy, and always somebody to love. That's a beautiful thing when you can go to a woman and realize all those attributes that sit within a woman. I'm thankful today that I understand that. God gives you a queen, treasure her. Keep her uplifted. I can speak for my household. And some days, she has a hard time. Some days, she wants to just sit back and do nothing. But as a queen, as a mother, can't do that. You got to take on your responsibilities that are important to your family. And sometimes being a mother means that you got to be a mother to the community. You got to be a mother to other people's children. You got to be a mother to somebody you don't even know. You meet them on the bus line, in the store. But you always have a caring heart. I just want to stand here today and let it be known that I am thankful that I understand the virtuousness of a woman, of a mother, of a queen. Because for so long, us as men, we run around and we don't think about y'all like that. But one day, God will open up our eyes and he'll awake our minds and recognize and let us know that if you got a good queen, hold on to her. Hold on to her. Because she is worthy to be praised. I am thankful this morning that I understand. I'm getting better at it, I can truly say. From my own opinion now. I can only speak from my own opinion. But when my eyes tell me that she still loves me, I remember, hey, I must do something right. So, let us keep holding on. And it says in Psalms 121, 4, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. This is how we understand how beautiful it is to have a virtuous queen in our lives. In the beginning, Eve had it going on. And even though what was done was done, in spite of it all, God still made sure that she was the breadwinner. Because man can't give birth. And we have to understand that that is a part of the unique gift that God has given to women. We can't imagine it no other kind of way. Because of women. But in spite of it all, I still see that women still birth children. And they're still here. And y'all love the children and say, thank you, Lord, after going through all of that pain and all of that that you had to go through to bring that child here. But you still love it. And I'm thankful for that. Because that's what my mother did. In spite of all the pain that I caused, she still loved me. When I come through the door, she would still smile and say, that's my child. I'm happy because he's home. I know y'all feel that way about your kids. And that's a beautiful thing. To know that in spite of whatever you walk through, you'll love and cherish your families. I've seen Tara's mom go through 5 kids and love them all and train them all and taught them all how to be good people. And I know within a shadow of a doubt that they all are good people because she's the virtue, the Mercury of the family. And she has shown nothing but love. In spite of what you do, she has shown nothing but love. And she has become my mother since my mother is gone. And I'm thankful for her. And she never changes. She's a mother at all times. And that's the beautiful part about mothers. Y'all always mothers. You can't run away from that. You don't even try to run away from that. In spite of the beating, this minute, the next minute, you're in there comforting them, trying to teach them something more. How to be a better person. This is the important part of being a mother. For Esther, it was important that she did what she had to do to save her people. Well, a mother does the same thing. She does what she has to do to save her children, to save her community, to save her family. She'll walk it and talk it to let you know that that's mine and don't you put your hands on it. I gave birth to that. My mom used to say, boy, I brought you into this world and I'll take you out. I understand what she meant. But I love it today. Because it made so that I respected my mom. I grew to understand why my mother did what she did. It was nothing but love. It was unconditional love that a mother showed. And I'm so thankful this morning that I sit amongst my wife and she shows nothing but unconditional love to our family. I just want to do one thing this morning.
Take
time out
for
the
time.
I love you. Oh. She deserves it all. She is the queen of the castle. And in spite of what she walks through, she always has a good heart at hand for what she believes. So, Mama, hold on to your baby. See? She's great. She's great. It is a beautiful thing. So I'm happy this morning on this Mother's Day that we can train each other and help each other to live a great and prosperous life. And the mothers, I pray that you don't have to walk alone because you have a God that has created you and will always be there for you. If you don't have a king, it's okay, because you got the King of Kings.
Yes.
If you're feeling like you're not worthy this morning, come, because you are. There's no reason to doubt yourself, because He has made you wonderfully, and there's no reason to allow anything or anybody to tell you anything different. When He created you, He created one. And He has put the best of everything in you. If all your mothers are feeling good, can I get a wave? Hey! Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. I love it when we're happy in the house. Because there's no reason to be sad.
Amen.
No reason. No reason. Because no matter what, God got your back.
Thank you, Lord.
He will continue to lead you and guide you. As long as you hold on to His unchanging hand. So this morning, give yourselves a hug. And you're worthy this morning. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you all.
Thank you.